This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
I'm Brian Wilson alongside Tony Schaefer, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer from the London Center for Policy Research. Colonel, good to have you.
And hey.
Once again, to help us out as our guest host.
Thanks to have me.
He's in! Patriots win the Super Bowl!
That's right. If you went to bed like I did in the third quarter, thinking, oh my gosh, the Falcons have got this game well in hand, and they don't seem to, the Patriots don't seem to be able to mount any kind of offense that matters. And I went to bed. Well, then you woke up pretty surprised this morning. Joining us on the line, Liz Clark, sports reporter for the Washington Post. Man, I'm regretting that decision now, Liz, to go to bed. And thank goodness I hit the DVR button so I get to go back and watch the end of that game. But my gosh, this thing didn't come alive until well into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, it absolutely. But don't feel so badly, because I was sitting there watching it and I couldn't believe it. I mean, so I got the shock just there, and I think everybody in the stands did. It just was unbelievable. So in retrospect, the Patriots' comeback started sort of midway late in the third quarter, but you just didn't accept that was possible. It was just like, oh, well, they're limiting their level of humiliation here. You know, it's not going to be a total embarrassment.
Right.
At least scoring some points here, and it will be, they'll leave with dignity.
But in the third quarter, when I went to bed, they were 25 points down.
Yeah.
Yes.
25
yes.
points
and
down.
As you said, 25 points down, could not get anything going on offense. And Atlanta just looked great. So you just couldn't see both teams, you know, flipping the script at once. It just seemed impossible.
Well, the thing I want to know is when a team, you know, that is dominating the first three quarters of a game,
mm-hmm.
and then
mm-hmm.
toward the end of the game, they sort of fall apart and the other team comes alive. It seems to me one of the things you got to look at is the difference might be the level of conditioning between these two teams. In other words, one team came in there in really, really good shape, steady Eddie, slow and steady wins the course. The other come in on an emotional high, perhaps not as well, prepared for that game, at least to hold out through all four quarters.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but I did not see this turn on conditioning or fitness. I thought Atlanta looked so fast and so athletic. I think if there's second guessing to be done on Atlanta's side, it's some offensive play calls late in the game when they almost got too fancy. I mean, on a third and one, they threw it. It ended up being intercepted when a run really would have done well. I mean, why they didn't just run it and run it and run it. So on a key drive when they could have kind of sealed the victory, there was a sack, there was a holding penalty. I didn't think they were getting beat up, if anything. I mean, if anything, I thought the Patriots defense was wearing down under this Atlanta assault for 2.5 quarters.
Right.
So I think Kyle Shanahan, the offensive coordinator, who's just regarded as the brightest mind coming up, probably has some, you know, mulligans or things he wishes he could redo. But I think it will go down as just a testament to Brady's, whatever is that mystery,
right,
wherever he pulls that out from inside, and the total belief of everybody on that team around him that, oh, yeah, we got this.
Well, Liz, that's my question. They clearly deflated the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
So does this deflate Deflategate? Does this make that go away forever now?
Yeah. No. That's I thought coming into the game that no matter how it ended, this would wrap the bow on the whole thing. You know, fans would get their last look at Goodell, you know, giving the trophy or not having to give the trophy. But I don't know. I don't think this is ever going to go away. I don't think that the enmity and the hostility, the boos were so vociferous and so long and sustained, you could not hear Goodell speak. So, I mean, yes, it's legally put to bed. there's no lingering issues whatsoever.
Yeah.
But I think there are lingering hostilities, resentment of, gee, we were treated wrong.
Well, Tom Brady now has a Super Bowl ring for every finger on his hand, including his thumb. he put up 466 yards.
Mm-hmm.
He was the first quarterback to come from behind. It's the biggest come from behind win in Super Bowl history. The first Super Bowl that's been won in overtime. I mean, so many records were shattered. Should we say that Tom Brady perhaps is the best quarterback to ever play this game?
I think so. I mean, you may find who look at certain statistics and point to, well, he's thrown, I think it's 5 interceptions in his 5 Super Bowls, and I think it's Montana never threw a one. I mean, I would say that is a very strange academic argument, because it's not swimming or track. In other words, it's not a time sport that math will clarify, this is the world record holder, this is the greatest. Football and quarterbacking in particular draws on leadership, resolve, grit, emotion, just doing the impossible. It's things that really defy words. And if you are leading with the heart, and I'd say leading with the head as well, he's the greatest ever.
Well, I mean, do you think it's possible, given that he still looks really good, he's still in great shape, has no lingering, you know, medical
health
issues
problems,
or health problems, he could easily win 6 or 7 of these things?
It is possible, because a part of that is the Patriots' way of building teams. They don't have to hit the jackpot in the draft. You know, they have a smarts and an ability and a work ethic and a level of standard that they get. I mean, the most probably pivotal play, the Edelman catch, was made by a guy who's drafted in the 7th round and played football at Kent State.
Yeah, I mean,
he's not your typical guy who's going to win the Super Bowl. So I think you have this organization that keeps showing under Belichick they can make it work, they'll get it done, and they're going to get these incredible performances out of people other teams would just cast off. And going back to Brady, which is really your point, at 39, he's really beyond words.
Right. They're the whole package, though, the whole thing. They're the whole package.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to have to leave it right there. Liz Clark, sports reporter for The Washington Post, thank you for your analysis. Greatly appreciated.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.